This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go, folks. Hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We have all the way from Italy. We've got, is it Italy or Spain, Super Don? I think I might be. It might be Spain, actually.
That would be Spain.
Spain,
yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I remember going, doing the backpack tours of Europe when I was younger, and I never got to Spain. It was always that, oh, why did they have to put it so far away? Because if I do that, I can't go anywhere else. So I ended up going everywhere else. But maybe there's a time I can get out there. But, yeah, we're going to talk the Budwig Protocol this hour, and that's with Lloyd Jenkins. I met him originally at the Truth About Cancer last year in Dallas. Hopefully he'll come back to the one in Orlando this year. But we got a lot of cool healing on the Budwig Protocol, talking about cancer protocols, diet, nutrition, detox, etc. So with that, Cap Morgan is back for Freshman Friday Part 2, and we talked some energy and grid lines and dowsing, some pretty somewhat energetic, esoteric stuff. So where do we go from there, Captain?
Well, I'm really kind of enjoying this conversation, and it ties in so well, as you mentioned, with what we talked about last Freshman Friday, which was the acupuncture and meridians and how some of those fields work in your body.
Right.
So we're talking about living by the sea and, you know, how water has all this great ionization and energy and stuff like that, but there's a lot of people now living in the desert, and I've always found it really fascinating that places like Las Vegas and, as you mentioned, Arizona and even California, people have built these cities literally in very arid climates.
Yes.
Does that have any kind of positive or negative or ionizing effect on the body if you live there for a long period of time?
Well, I think in terms of the dehydration that you have to counter so readily and frequently because the drying type weather versus our humid environment, and for instance, in the South in America, you sweat it off so quickly, and you almost don't notice it because it doesn't drip and stay, right? It evaporates so quickly. So that's my big concern for living in the desert. My second big concern is, you know, goes back to our dear departed friend Liam Sheff, and he talked about the issue of peak oil. If indeed peak oil is real, which it's hard to dispute at some point, it's just hard to fathom what it would be like if oil goes up to $500 a barrel and how it would impact the economy, the ability to afford the electricity to keep you cool enough to live in the desert, much less to deliver water, however you're going to do that. And it becomes a death zone or a death trap. So right now, while you have access to cheap energy, the dogs want to move out of the desert there, Captain Morgan. While you have access to live there, of course, it could be wonderful for people that hate humidity, but it's not long-term viability. Now, having said that, the concept of terraforming is interesting to me. And I don't mean like in a science fiction kind of way. I mean in a permaculture kind of way. That you can convert, a forest that has been cut down back into the forest and all of the things that used to happen by planting judiciously and appropriately. It will actually change and transform that environment. And I found this interesting because we had to break out the lawnmower in the front. Just to kind of look decent in there. I'm not growing there. I haven't converted it into a food forest yet, whereas the back is done with the Sith tool that Super Don calls a scythe for some reason. my son commented to me, you know, it hadn't rained in a few days, but when I was going over the really heavy patches of grass, it was really wet under there. And I thought, okay, here's a great perspective on why cutting grass with a lawnmower is so damaging to the environment because the wastefulness of water use, the whole we got to keep our lawn watered to keep it green. Well, if you allowed your grass to grow high, the water is maintained in that area because it becomes its own ecosystem. And that even in a drought, it's drought resistant because it traps a lot of the moisture that would not be able to evaporate so easily than when you cut the lawn down. So I wanted to give people the concept of this permaculture scenario. You could probably transform a desert, not overnight, but over time if you knew how to do it. And there are stories of folks that have converted former beautiful forest land that has become desertified by cutting it down back into a beautiful desert over a time span by judiciously, appropriately planting things and caring for it, interestingly enough.
Wow. You know, Robert, where were you when I was a teenager? Because if I had known that, I would have been great. I could have told my parents, now look, I can't mow the lawn because if I mow the lawn, then yes, it's going to cost you more to water it. That's a great one.
I think it's a great excuse. But like I said, sometimes if you're in a gated community, it doesn't fly so well. But thankfully, we're not. That's why we have the ability. But it's cool to learn these things in real time. You see how these micro ecosystems are developed just by allowing nature to do what it does.
Well, I think that's a really interesting point about the grass and finding ways to create more a wet, non-desert type of situation. And, of course, whatever does grow naturally in the desert is already adapted for it. I mean, that's, you know, succulents, which are sure, all the rage amongst the hipsters right now. And but it sounds to me as if you're saying that as humans, the goal is to create non-desert type atmospheres. And I mean, we are made of water, as you mentioned, so is the body maybe working that much harder if you're living in a place that's maybe too arid?
Well, again, if you are taking the time and energy and effort to stay hydrated, you're your own environment too. So you can survive a lot. Humans have an incredible ability to adapt. So I'm not saying it's not feasible or possible. We see that because there are huge populations like in Phoenix and Vegas and otherwise that could not live there without electricity or survive it without the water that is, you know, tunneled or somehow piped in. So it's not that we can't adapt, but the reality is we're doing it on oil. And if people don't realize that, when the oil goes to $500 a barrel, and then they think, well, what happened? We no longer can air condition our homes and we're not able to bring the water in. As I said, then an adaptable environment, because we are adaptable species, is no longer hospitable. Right? To live at 120 degrees mm-hmm. during the day and with no water, you know, again, that's a death trap. So I think it's important to remember context here. While you have those Vegas hotels that are air conditioned and climate controlled and food is shipped in and water is shipped in, you have an artificial environment. But that goes away into the zombie apocalypse in a peak oil scenario in the future. I don't know when, but again, that's why I choose not to live there.
Well, that is really true. I mean, they're all just kind of one power outage away from being not happy campers. But it's just, it's so interesting to me to think about, you know, what is your body really made for? And for somebody like myself who's had a little bit more fragile health journey, you know, what are some things that I can be doing that make my atmosphere and my surroundings and my day-to-day life as easy and energetically pleasing to my body as possible, so it has less to kind of deal with as we're trying to do some of the heavy duty healing. So sure, that's my perspective. I'm sure for other people it's not as big a deal.
Well, I think, yeah, it might not be in there on the front of the radar screen, but what brings you the greatest joy? If soaking in the ocean brings you the great joy that it does, as long as it's not super contaminated, then it can overwhelm some of the negatives associated with environmental degradation, because we still have to live on this mm-hmm. earth. So, and again, for Jordan Rubin, who spoke about that as a healing thing for him, again, does everybody have that same experience? Maybe not. But overall, I'd say it's a good thing to try and see how you respond. Like, people go to the Dead Sea in Israel, and I've been there, and they get great healing benefits from soaking in the mineral-rich waters there that are way more saline than the traditional oceans.
Right. Now, you can overdo it, though, right, with the soaking in the saltness? Yeah, you have to keep the balance.
You can prune yourself, but, you know, again, it's a hydration issue. You could still be in intense heat outside of that water and still dehydrate in the ocean, believe it or not. And, you know, you'll see the wrinklies because you have an imbalance in the minerals and the water content. So you never want to ignore the water issue.
I think I may have overdone it in an Epsom salt bath the other night because then I was getting leg cramps all night. So does that mean I was dehydrated and overly salted?
Yeah, you probably had that, either the mineral imbalance in the other direction, or you could also say the water, not enough water content to carry it all. So that is a very, well, it's a very strong possibility.
Whoops. Well, I will keep working on my salt to water.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that term used as far as I soaked. I was oversalted.
Yeah, you want to watch it? Find a leech or a snail and pour salt on them. You'll see what oversalted looks like.
Gruesome.
Man.
Were you making dinner or were you taking a bath? I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty Sometimes amazing. It's a little of both, you know.
Well, very cool. So anyway, we're heading into the weekend here. We got Lloyd Jenkins scheduled out of Spain next. We got about a little less than a couple of minutes, Captain or Super Don, whoever wants to chime in on health and healing topics. I think you had mentioned or messaged us the other day that Instagram is still happening here on the show. You've helped us with that, and a lot of people are starting to follow us.
Yeah, it's actually, there's quite the health community on Instagram that I was not even as aware of until I started working with your account. So a lot of the cool partners and guests that you have on the show are all on Instagram too, and it's a fun place to share photos and ideas and recipes and have good conversations. So you guys should come join us there, and I'll put the link in the show notes.
Okay, excellent. And you know, I know we're slackers on some of this stuff. We're trying to be better. And Super Don and I are honestly really, and our listeners going, yeah, yeah, sure, whatever. But we are working. We are very close to being able to do a video live stream of the show while we're on the air. I just think every time I think I get closer, I'm missing one piece of technology because, you know, I don't know. I'm a radio guy, not so much a video
just
guy.
One more thing. Yeah, so I think we may have got it figured out. So we may, we may give this a test run, perhaps, sometime Sunday.
Yeah.
And if everything goes well, we may be able to start Monday. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So you got to follow us. I think it is on RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube or through the Google Hangout thing that's simulcast it.
It's just the YouTube channel. If you go to the YouTube channel, that's where you'll be able to pick up the live video.
All right, Cap Morgan, you approve if we do that?
Fingers crossed that nothing shocking and embarrassing and brand ruining happens, but go ahead.
Right. If I do radio with no pants, I guarantee that camera will be up above that, so no one will be shocked. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. We've got to take a break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, and thanks to Cap Morgan for making it look so good. And, Captain, we appreciate you with your Freshman Fridays and Super Don for making it sound so good. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the spirit of bringing the power to heal back to you, I get to meet folks from all over the world, either through the broadcast medium of radio or at many events that we go to across the world as well. And last year in Dallas, we had the Truth About Cancer Live, the Ultimate Live Symposium, first time ever on planet Earth, and I got to meet a guy named Lloyd Jenkins. He's a PhD and an MD. He's out of Spain right now, but he's from Canada originally, and he works with the Budwig Cancer Clinic in Malaga in southern Spain. And I'm just thrilled to have you on board, Lloyd. Thanks for being with me.
Well, I'm very pleased that you invited me. When you gave me your card and at the seminar, I was quite excited, and I'm really happy that we connected.
Yeah, it only took me almost a year to finally get you on board. And
well, it's a bit my fault, too. I should have contacted you sooner.
That's okay. Like I said, it's always good to stay, let's say, we talk about the squeaky wheel principle. It works on the Robert Scott Bell Show because there are folks like, I'll say, Super Don, I want to get Lloyd on. It's like we get all of the requests all over the year, all over the world, too. And it's all timing. But the timing is right now. We're heading into the next one. But I'm certainly excited to talk to you about some of the Budwig issues that may have been a bit corrupted or altered over the years around the world so we can get to the heart of that. But my first question to you is for our audience. How did you connect with the Budwig Protocol and then, of course, end up in Spain at a clinic?
Okay, that's a good question. Basically, I was working in education. I was doing language teaching courses in different parts of the world, and that made me travel. And I came across an American teacher who said that there's this German doctor named Dr. Joanna Budwig that's curing cancer with a strange recipe of flaxseed oil and cottage cheese.
Yes.
And I said, really? I said, I'm very interested in health. It's always been my passion, and I'm always reading about health. I said, I've got to find out more about this. She said, I've got her book. So I got the book from her, read it, and I got very excited. So I phoned up Dr. Joanna Budwig in Germany and asked for an interview. She said, fine, come up and see me. So I flew up there and met with her. And asked her many, many questions, took a lot of notes, got all her books, and kept in touch so that I could keep on learning more. And she, right on that spot, she authorized me, we made up an agreement, she authorized me to set up the Budwig Center in Malaga, Spain. And apparently, I didn't know this, but I found out later that quite a few doctors and, you know, others had gone to see her and asked for the same thing, and she said no. I don't know why she said yes to me. Maybe I had that honest Canadian look. Anyhow, she said yes, and that was in the year 2000, and I've been doing it ever since. I've got the Budwig Center rolling for 17 years now.
Well, the question is, and I think I know the answer to this, but why not set it up in Canada, your home? You go all the way to Spain, which I wouldn't mind visiting and seeing
okay,
you there.
You're welcome.
And folks all around the world would probably love it too. But tell folks why not in Canada. Wouldn't they be comfortable and welcoming to the Budwig protocol to reverse cancer?
Well, you would think so, but honestly, Canada and America are more or less the same when it comes to treating cancer with a natural approach. As you know, there's a lot of restrictions. Mm-hmm. So here in Spain, it's more open. Europe is still quite a bit more open, and Spain is one of the more open countries. Now, of course, I do have an oncologist on board. I have doctors, nurses, and, you know, I'm fully registered with the Ministry of Health. They've done a complete inspection. They made me make some changes on my webpage. But honestly, I have quite a bit more freedom here, and so that's why I'm here. Of course, I was already living in Spain at the time when I met Dr. Joanna Budwig, getting all set up, but I was in the teaching field at that time, so I moved over and applied all my knowledge and experience to health because I'd already been studying health and I got my PhD in health. Mm. So this was a natural, you know, evolution of my activities to move into that field.
Yeah, I've been talking about that, you know, in the healing process, sometimes you have to remove yourself from the environment in which help to create the cancer, for instance. And that doesn't mean just the home you live in or the work environment. Sometimes it's the city or even the country, getting out and getting a fresh view of the world. That part of healing is traveling to a new destination, because the healing is a travel trip, if you will, to a new destination, a healthier destination. So it makes sense to me why people could be drawn, for instance, to Spain or other places that have this option available to them, so we can get beyond the chemotherapy, the radiation, and the surgery as the only means by which that cancer is allowed to be addressed. And as you acknowledge, the U.S. and Canada are somewhat in lockstep, like a lot of countries around the world, protecting a pharmaceutical monopoly agenda. Listen, we got to take a break here. We've got a special guest, Lloyd Jenkins, BudwigCenter.com. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We're going to explore what the Budwig Cancer Protocol is and what it isn't, because there are many offshoots around the world, and people might not be doing it right and expecting the same results. And I want everybody to get the best results. So that's what we're going to talk about with Lloyd after this break. Stick with us. Go to RobertScottBell.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healing cancer around planet Earth. Listen, if you can get to Spain, there's a great place for you. And it's online, budwigcenter.com. We're talking with Lloyd Jenkins, and he's a naturopath, also a PhD, and he's doing great work out there, and I want you to know about it. But Lloyd, the issue of how it's done. There's some, for some reason, there's some controversy, or is there some confusion over the protocols? Because some people say, oh, it didn't work for me. Is it that the protocol is not appropriate for everyone exactly the same, or are people using maybe a la carte? Let me just do the cottage cheese and nothing else. You know, what's going on out there?
Yeah, this is what I've noticed. A lot of people contact me and say, you know, I'm already doing the Budwig. Why do I need to come to you? And I ask them, what are you doing? Well, I'm eating the flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. And often I find they're not making the right mixture, like the proportions, or they're not adding a little bit of milk, which you need to do. They're mixing it by hand. That doesn't work. It has to be with an electric blender because you got to really go fast to make the oil and the cottage cheese blend well. They're also maybe using a cottage cheese or a quark. Quark is like a German cottage cheese that's got too much fat content. You cannot go over 2% fat content. So a lot of these different mistakes are being made. They're not doing the original Budwig recipe. So I try to share that with as many people as possible freely because that's the foundation of her program. And another thing I noticed, Robert, is that even a lot of clinics, they know the Budwig is good. And so what they'll do to attract people to their clinic is they'll put in there, you know, the Budwig. Mm. And sometimes I've talked to some of these clinics and they said, oh, we have Budwig as well. But we also have hyperbaric oxygen. We also have vitamin C infusions, vitamin C cocktail infusions. And I tell them, you know, all those things go against Budwig. Really? I said, yes. If you have a patient eat the flaxseed cottage cheese and then give them a vitamin C IV, you've just canceled both of them out. Each one cancels each other's out. So you've basically spent time and money, and the patient's not going anywhere.
Wow. Well, we've covered vitamin C being vitamin C mo-therapy, and it may not be an appropriate therapy in a lot of ways, and we could do other things like whole food selenium with much more efficiency than high-dose, mega-dose vitamin C. But notwithstanding those other options that people are availing themselves of, what is it about this 2% fat cottage cheese and flax oil mix, for those that are into the science of this, that has been determined as to why it's efficient and effective for a number of cancers?
Well, okay. What happens is that the flaxseed oil, when it's mixed with the cottage cheese or the quark, it makes a chemical reaction, the two of them together. And Dr. Budwig, what she found when she looked at the blood of her cancer patients, it was kind of all stuck together and greenish looking, and she knew that that was a sign of a lack of oxygen. And as soon as she made that mixture and gave it to them and then examined their blood under a special microscope, she noticed the blood turned bright red. So she theorized that it flooded the body with a tremendous amount of oxygen, which, you know, oxygen is life. So that's the basic concept of the flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. And she said that the reason why people are getting sick is they're not eating enough cold-pressed oils, natural oils, and they're eating too many of these high unsaturated oils like margarine and all these trans fats that are very dangerous for us. Like almost all the vegetable oils sold in the big supermarkets, they've been heated and chemicals put into them. And really, this is dead oil. That oil can last on the shelf for years and years, and it can be in the heat, you know, whereas cold-pressed oils, they have to be kept only for a certain period of time, and the flaxseed oil is quite sensitive. Mm-hmm. If you buy flaxseed oil, you must buy it fresh and immediately put it in the refrigerator in order for it to stay fresh. But I just want to make a little comment, if I could, Robert, about the use of the oxygen and the vitamin C. Those are good therapies, and I don't want to say they're not good. And in fact, we don't say that clinics cannot use them, but here's the secret. If you want to do the Budwig and use those together, don't do it together. Do it at separate times, you see? So let's say you say, well, look, I want to do some vitamin C therapy, and it's a two-week program. Okay, do the vitamin C, but don't eat the flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. Just do the vitamin C. When it's all over, go back to your flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or what you could do is have the flaxseed oil and cottage cheese for breakfast and make sure at least 2 hours have gone by before you do any of the vitamin C or oxygen therapies.
So separating it out in time at the very least.
Yeah, and then you would be okay. But often I tell patients, look, just do the vitamin C or do your oxygen. Benefit from that because it does have its benefits. And when you're all finished, start back up with the Budwig flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. That's the safest way to go.
Are there any other protocols, holistic, of course, that are contraindicated for any reason, whether it be due to efficacy or other issues with the Budwig protocol?
The other one that Dr. Budwig said to be very careful with is vitamin and mineral supplements, you know, artificial supplements.
Yes.
She said these artificial antioxidants could also interfere with her program, so she didn't encourage them at all. She said you're best to simply take natural
Well, as what we talk about here, 100% whole food, right? We are designed to get our minerals and vitamins from food, not from coal tar or synthetic isolates made in a crazy lab from the pharmaceutical industry. So, yeah, I think we're in agreement there. And that's why I say even vitamin C, a lot of it is made by the pharmaceutical industry. So you have to be careful. And we've even covered on the air how the synthetic ascorbic acid is not vitamin C in reality. That there's, it's a much more complex scenario, so I'm glad you also, and I figured you would, being a PhD and an ND, know the distinction and the difference. Now, in terms of utilization, are you, and I can't imagine you would you say all people need to do is eat some cottage cheese and flaxseed oil, and it's all over, cancer's done for?
Well, if it was that easy, it would be beautiful. We'd have so many people getting better. The thing is, you know, cancer is a very difficult disease. I know sometimes I read these newsletters and reports that different ones put out, and it all sounds like if you just take this herb or this thing, you know, your cancer is going to disappear. Well, maybe that worked for a few people, but the vast majority, you need a multi-pronged approach because cancer is very complicated. Now, we use a lot of different things at our clinic. And sometimes when the patients are better, they say, Dr. Jenkins, how did I get better? What did I do? And I said, look, I don't know which of the remedies actually really worked on you, but it doesn't really matter because you need to use a multi-pronged approach, which we do. And the main thing is you're all better. So a person never wants to look for like the silver bullet that's going to cure cancer sort of thing.
Right, right. But I mean, I guess the point is if people are eating dead food, and they're thinking that the cottage cheese and flax oil, cold pressed as it is going to be sufficient. They're delusional, and I think that's an important thing to say because you've got to approach this responsibly. And we see as we experience these things and see the evidence of them, the patients that have lived, they're surviving, they're alive and thriving now. And you would agree it's not just because of the Budwig protocol, but lifestyle changes that need to be made. And that's why I said sometimes getting out of your environment, going to a clinic like yours in Spain alone can shift the possibilities for healing in your life.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you need to do a lot of things. Like you say, the flax oil and cottage cheese is very good. It's a foundation. We got everybody on that. But, you know, one of the main things I found, Robert, over my years is that you have very little success using the best foods and the best remedies, homeopathic and herbal and so on, unless you do a cleansing at the beginning. You know, why is cancer now in such an epidemic? Apparently 100 years ago, we hardly heard about cancer. Isn't that true? What has changed the most in the last 100 years? Mm-hmm. The planet is much more toxic.
Correct.
So first thing we do is a total detox. We detox the liver, the intestines, the kidneys, and parasites. Parasites are a big problem. And I don't know why, but I've noticed a lot of clinics, even natural clinics like myself, in other parts of the world like Mexico and Germany, very few of them talk about parasites. The research I've done is that basically all of us have parasites. I don't know if you've done any research on that yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've covered it on the air here. It's a huge problem. And, you know, my question is if they come to you in Spain, and it's budwigcenter.com, do they have access to clean food as well?
Oh, yeah. We have all organic food. We have our own kitchen here. We cook for them. And we put all the special foods right in their room because they all have their own private rooms with refrigerator and kitchen. And we make sure they're eating organic and good quality foods. And we encourage them when they go home, spend the extra on organic. You know, I mean, organic may cost a little more. The prices are coming down because it's becoming more popular, but it's much cheaper than the price of cancer.
Yeah.
So I tell people, look, spend the extra. And you know, it's got more nutrition in it as well. But this thing with parasites, we have a very good product that has 9 different ingredients in it. And I took it myself and I noticed quite an improvement in my energy levels and my wife as well. And we tried other anti-parasite products and we didn't get the same notifying of our energies and so on. So I figured I got rid of some serious parasites because I spent a few years in South America in my teaching work. And I think some of those parasites were still lingering in me. I'm not sure.
Sure.
But I feel a lot better since. So we do this cleansing to really get the body clean, and then the flax oil and cottage cheese, and then all the therapies work so much better. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely it does. And again, it's to your credibility that you understand the comprehensive nature of cancer recovery protocols. It is about altering the terrain, the environment, or the milieu. And, you know, this goes back to Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard. These are the people that were the real geniuses, not Louis Pasteur, that we should all be learning about. Now, we got a couple of minutes before we got to wrap up with you, Lloyd, but it's fantastic connecting. You have a comprehensive protocol. Like I said, I wanted to establish it's not just cottage cheese and flax oil what you're doing.
Right.
Can you communicate for those that are listening, are there any particular cancers that respond better than others or you've seen more successes with? Because I think this comprehensive protocol would help anybody, but anything that people come to regularly, you go, man, we're just nailing these.
Well, it's hard to say. We got such a variety of cancers coming to our clinic. Mm-hmm. I would say what makes me quite happy is that some of the hardest cancers to treat, like brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, we've had quite a few the last 3 years or so, of really, really good results. Like I had this lady from Turkey, a mother of two children, 37-year-old woman, brain cancer. She came in a wheelchair. We don't usually accept people when they're quite that advanced, but we didn't know she was coming in a wheelchair. This was back in the year 2014, and she did our whole program. She was so discouraged, she didn't even want to come, and her family convinced her to come. To make a long story short, after 1 week, she was no longer in the wheelchair. We did a lot of emotional healing on her. We do a lot of emotional detoxification at our clinic, because as you probably know, emotions are also very important. People have had all kinds of trauma in their life. We have to neutralize that. Anyhow, to make a long story short, 8 months later, she has not a trace of cancer in her. The doctors did an MRI. They can't find any cancer in her. And I just checked with her recently, still cancer-free, and that was back in 2014.
Beautiful.
So I think, you know, brain cancer is one of the hardest, and we're having a lot of success with brain cancer. So that encourages me that if we're having good success with brain cancer, we're probably, you know, doing good with all the other difficult cancers as well.
Excellent.
And I think one thing that's helped me the most, Robert, along with the Budwig program, is herbs. And Dr. Budwig loved herbs.
Sure. Listen, we're going to have to do a follow-up with you because we're out of time. But, man, check it out, budwigcenter.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Lloyd Jenkins, God bless you. Thanks for bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
Okay, nice to be with you, and thank you for having me on your show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes a fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Archives available shortly after the show at GCN, of course, on our site at SoundCloud, robertscottbell.com. Thank you all for being here. Thanks to Lloyd Jenkins. Thank you to Leanna Warner Gray. Thanks to Super Don, Cap Morgan, and all of y'all for being here. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and liberty is right here and or occasionally at Funny or Die. We saw this on the social networks. William Scott Pavone, our good buddy, I saw it first from him, and you did too, Super D, about our nonsense government intervention with all the studies about what is good for you and what is not, what should you eat and what should you not. So here we are in a kitchen, steak and eggs ready for breakfast, and then suddenly what would happen if a man from the future comes and interrupts us?
Wait! Stop! Don't eat that food!
Who are you? What are you doing in our house?
I'm from the future. I'm here to warn you, don't eat that food.
Why not?
The eggs, they're full of cholesterol.
What?
Cholesterol, it clogs up your arteries. Eating even just one egg can dramatically increase your chance of heart attack. Don't eat eggs.
Oh my God, thank you.
You're welcome. Godspeed.
All right, man from the future just saved them, but moments later, he's back.
Well, I guess I better take those eggs.
Wait! Stop!
You're back!
Yeah. We were wrong about the eggs.
How?
Well, it turns out there's two types of cholesterol. There's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, and eggs actually have both. So you can eat eggs, but just don't eat the egg yolks. So stick with the egg whites.
Thank you.
Yeah. Godspeed!
So just eat the egg whites. Or maybe not.
Wait! We were wrong about the eggs!
Again?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so it turns out that the amount of cholesterol in a food doesn't actually affect how much cholesterol ends up in your blood. The eggs are probably fine. In fact, we sort of don't even know what cholesterol is.
But the steak! You can't eat the steak!
Why not?
Turns out that red meat increases your chance of heart attack. You have to cut out red meat. So no steak!
Thank you.
Godspeed.
You think it would end there, Super Don? No steak for you. My gosh, but oh my gosh, the man from the future just keeps having to double back because it just yo-yos in real time here.
Wait! We were wrong about the steak. It's the toast. Man was not meant to eat bread.
What do you mean man was not meant to eat bread?
Well, if you think about it, human beings should really only be eating what our Paleolithic ancestors ate. So, therefore, no bread, no toast.
How do you know what our Paleolithic ancestors ate?
Well, we just have to guess, right? I mean, we don't have any way of knowing.
Oh, okay, now he remembers he's got a time machine. I'm going to go back to the Paleolithic era. I wonder if he finds out what they ate actually helped them live beyond the age of 26, perhaps. Let's give a listen.
Okay, went back to the Paleolithic. They are not doing well. I don't know what we were thinking. If anything, we should all be eating a lot more bread. Jeez. So I guess just ignore everything I've said and exercise.
Exercise, okay.
Exercise. Yeah. Yeah, you guys could probably use it. You've been just sitting here for the last 35 years.
It's been 5 minutes.
Right. Time travel. All right, well, Godspeed!
Well, there you go. Exercise. And the end result is exercise. But if you thought it would end there, and that would have been appropriate, you know, if you always exercise, you know.
Oh, no.
What we like about the Paleolithic is that it's
clean. He's back.
Yeah, but it's clean. It's clean. But eat the bread as long as there's no glyphosate in it. But again, yes, one more trip to the future and back from the future.
Turns out it's genetic.
Oops.
Doesn't matter whether you exercise or what you eat.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry I ruined your meal.
Sorry, I ruined your meal.
Sorry I ruined your meal.
But you made my day because that was hilarious. And, of course, it's more than genetic. It's epigenetic. But that, I guess, will be the next episode of Funny or Die. But I love it when comedy and humor can be used to condense the absurdity of government research scientists telling us how to eat in the 20th century. And that kind of falls back to last hour in our comment of the day from Irene, who said, you know, if he can't even take care of himself, how is he going to take care of us? Well, stop it. You got to take care of yourself. Because what the government has been telling you is been hokum. Do they still use that word, hokum?
Hokum.
Yeah, hokum.
Hokum. How old are you?
Organic non-GMO hokum. I don't know. Anyway. All right, well, let's have a weekend, or at least half of one.
Yeah.
And we'll reconvene Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, depending on where you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Thank you all for being here. Back from the future to tell you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.